I knew neither of them. If I had to say anything at all about them, I'd have to make up something, I guess, because I didn't know them.
Yeah.
And as a result, I just can't remember that much about them from my dad's talk, even.
Would you know where where the family came from?
No, I really couldn't tell you.
I mean, you know, if it's English or Irish or...
I know Scotch-Irish is... I heard that mentioned, and I guess by my mother's side.
Scotch-Irish.
But now, further than that or other than that, I couldn't... I really couldn't tell you where they were from.
And what about your wife? Where is she from?
She's from a neighboring county, Montgomery County, which is about 25 miles from where we presently live.
Mm-hmm.
She's from a neighboring county.
Is that where her parents are from?
Yes, they were. Her dad was born and raised in the same, on the same farm, you might say, where they live now. And her mother came from neighboring Cheatham County.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant View community. She was raised in that area.
How old is your wife?
34.
And what church?
She was raised in the Methodist Church. She's now a member of the Cumberland Presbyterian Church.
Okay. And what about her education?
She went through grammar school or elementary school and high school at Montgomery Central. That's the community school where she was raised. And she went through college at Austin Peay State University.
Is she very active in church?
She has responsibilities in church. She works on some of the various committees. She works in Bible school. She works on some of the class projects that her class takes part. She teaches some. Community-wise, she has been a member and a worker in the professional and business women's club. Professional women's and business club, whatever sequence it is.
So she's pretty active like you are?
To some extent, she is active, yes.
And could you tell me some about how this community is, or the community you grew up in, how it's changed over the past few years, and just sort of describe it for me?
Well, I think the first thing comes to my mind, I guess, is the education system, which has changed from the time that I grew up and was in a lower elementary. Even though we're in a small area, square mile wise, we had about 16, 17 schools in the county several years ago. We had two high schools in the county. And, of course, at that time, the main reason for the community concept schools was the transportation. Everybody walked to school, and well, practically everybody. And if you couldn't walk, when they started establishing the schools, they placed them in population areas. And so as a result of this, these locations, people were able to walk in. And as time, of course, came about, why...